A hole burnt through the wall of my metal enclosure, revealing the face of a purple man dressed in what appeared to be a metallic jacket and a 2007 Indianapolis Colts AFC Championship t-shirt. He nudged his way in the ship and sealed the crack instantaneously with the tip of his glowing finger. The brief loss of pressure had me struggling for breath.
"Well, looks like I've caught a view,"
he said in a deep voice that echoed off the metal walls.
"What's your name, stranger?"
"Napier, a private dick without decency, fighting crime and obesity. So you'd better watch out, Detective Napier, 300 pounds and irresistible. Ladies, this man is invincible, and the world needs him now. Detective Napier, crime stories."
"They call me Napier."
"Is that French?"
"I'm an American."
"Ooh, American. I like that. Are you from a Hardy state or a Carl's Jr. state?"
"What?
Hardee's or Carl's Jr.? It's not a difficult question. When you go to get food in the restaurant with the smiling star mascot, what does the sign say?"
"Hardee's. I live in a state with the Hardee's."
"Hmm, country boy. I bet you have a strong bag. Do you like Luke Bryan? My wife loves him so very much."
"How do you know about Luke Bryan in Carl's Hardee's? Aren't you from another planet?"
"Oh, we're very much aware of Earth's happenings. Your Craigslists? We love your Craigslists."
"I need to get back to Earth. I was marooned on this ship by a powdery psychopath. Can you help me?"
"Oh, sure, I can. You got any tattoos? My wife loves tattoos."
No, I don't have any tattoos."
"I'll tell you what, friend. I'll get you back to Earth if you do one small favor for me."
"What is it? I'll do anything."
"It's always been a fantasy of mine to watch an Earth boy plow my wife. Can you do that for me, Napier? Can you do some of the things those Craigslists people say they're gonna do? Also, I would love it if you could get us some Dr. Pepper. Please. My wife does love her Dr. Pepper."
Will Detective Napier accept this indecent proposal? Find out next time on Detective Napier, Crime Stories.